You're listening to a podcast made the Johnsonville way.
Welcome to another neato episode of Off the Clock, a podcast made the Johnsonville way. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Joe Horsemeyer, and with me I have...
Jeff Verhelst.
Jeff Verhelst. How is it living with that last name?
It's great.
Is it really?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, because Horsemeyer...
it's way worse.
I don't know. I feel like... How many letters do you got?
I can't count that.
For real?
Eight.
I have 10.
See, you're worse. So everybody else... My dad always told me when I was a kid, he's like, if anybody wants to know how you say your last name, just say that there's hell in it. Like, you know, so Verhelst.
But you have just explained like so much to
but
me.
But now, right, when I was in some camp or something I went to, the kid could not say my last name. So he kept calling me Birdhouse, which is like really close, like in an embarrassingly kind of way, you know? So it's like Jeff Birdhouse. And so like for a week, that was my name.
Ladies and gentlemen, guess what? All of Johnsonville, Jeff Birdhouse, everyone.
I'm okay with it. I have no shame in my life, so I'm okay with just add to it. It's
none. Good.
None.
Good for you. Well, we're not going to talk about your shame, your game, or the way we say your last name. And ooh, talk to rhymed. Taylor. Taylor, who are you and what do you do at Johnsonville?
Sure. I'm Taylor McGalla. I've been at Johnsonville since last April, so over a year. And I am the first rotational position here at Johnsonville. So
that is extremely unique. So break that down. First off, it was created clearly for someone like you, as everyone will find out. And then, so how many different jobs do you actually do or have you done so far?
I should probably know how many I actually have done, but I started out in R&D, so first on enabling technologies, then I moved to food safety quality, and then sensory. Currently, I'm on CI over at Meadowside, and then I'll finish up with marketing and then finance, each rotation about 3 months long.
Oh my gosh.
That's a lot to learn.
Yeah, and what is the end game here? I mean, what do you, obviously, you're just, you know, this is a heck of a resume builder, but at the end of the day, when you go... You know, you're done with finance. What's going to happen?
Yeah, they'll place me somewhere
okay.
that needs me, hopefully.
Okay.
They say it's kind of a mixture of what I liked and what the company needs at the time, obviously. And just having all this experience will give me a better idea of the big picture. So wherever I end up, I'll be more well-rounded.
So. Wow. So what have been some huge takeaways, or not so huge, I guess, but what have been some takeaways from the jobs you've already done?
It's good to know that each team definitely functions a little differently. So just understanding kind of who is in each team and who kind of drives each of the decisions is kind of important and good to know. You learn a lot about yourself, kind of management that you like, and maybe different ways to communicate with people. Like, this is what I need. I like objectives. I like this. I like that. And so you become really fast at onboarding and really fast at knowing how to start projects and what you need to be successful. So
wow. What? Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
No, I think that's awesome. I think more people in the company should have a better understanding of how the whole picture works, you know, to get that broad view of the company. So I think that's awesome. And I guess I was going to ask, where do you think you want to go? Like, do you have like a favorite that you want to publicly put on this podcast?
Yeah, no, that's hard. You're asking, okay. What was your favorite
I
child?
I ask hard questions here. I'm a regular Walter Cronkite.
I get down to the tough stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. My background's meat science, so anywhere in R&D, I think I think I'd be able to pick up, but right now I'm really liking continuous improvement, but it's really early and I've only been there for a few weeks. So
it's all the fun stuff right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Not that it's not fun. But so were you a part of the conversation when this job was created or did you see it online? How did you even stumble upon this?
Yeah, I just saw it posted online and
wow. Applied. I'm not going to lie. This is something I've wanted to do here forever since I started.
And where are you from, Taylor, around. Then? Are you from the area? Or
Illinois.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So
who do you cheer for?
For which sports?
All of them.
Okay, so.
Let's run it down.
Yeah, college, orange and blue, University of Illinois.
Gross.
Okay. You're fine. Keep
I mean, we've
did
like
you throw
no
up in your mouth a little bit, Joe?
I'm sorry.
Was that what that was?
I'm drooling over here. It's okay.
I mean, there's like no in the Big Ten. We're pretty like low yeah. down there. So it's like,
so they need fans too, yeah. is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Right. Perfect. Yeah. So
just one of
right.
three fans yeah. who offer support.
And then what else? I'm not that into baseball, hockey. I'm a big Blackhawks fan.
That's okay.
Yeah, that That's one. Fair. That one will rest.
I'm half and half Hawks and Wild.
Oh wow,
so okay. kind of we're in the rhythm. Yeah. So I go with
Admirals all the way for me. But that's all right.
She said a real hockey team. No, yeah.
I'm like all Wisconsin. I don't even,
know.
No,
Avs games are fun though, so I could see
sure,
that.
Sure.
And then football, which I think is like what you're getting at, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Not
at all.
Yeah. What
that's
a,
not a leading question.
What's that sport? Yeah. No, I meant soccer. No, just kidding. Yeah, football. I'm actually Miami Dolphins.
Holy so, cow, that's left field. Didn't see that coming. We could deal with that.
Did you have a family member who was a fan that got you into it? Or?
Nope, I just got into fantasy football, and I never had a team before then, and they just did well for me, and I liked their players. So I'm like,
that's cool.
Yeah, I'm going to pick an allegiance. Why not?
If you are going to go see a game, I'd rather go see one in Florida than sometimes
they have like
in
a
Lambeau.
Pool in their stadium, right? Is that where that is? Where they've got like a...
Isn't the Rays? I thought it was baseball.
I don't know. Anyways,
either
sorry.
Way.
Don't know.
Yeah. Maybe, or is it the Bucks? We could talk.
It could
about
be
this
the Buccaneers
all day yeah. long.
Sorry,
we won't.
We're Bogarting. cool. That's nuts.
That is nuts, Joe. But you know what else is nuts? Taylor's crazy amount of hobbies. Now, she was running through them earlier with me today, and I just tried to start writing, and they were coming out so fast I couldn't even write the full word down. So I'm going to start here at the top, Disney. Okay. Now, clearly, we talked earlier before the recording started about your love of Moana and the music and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And so does your love of Disney expand beyond that?
Yes.
Great. Okay. All right. Moving
and
on
to the next one. Yep.
You're not supposed to ask yes or no questions. That's what happens.
I'm sorry. I'm. This
She's
is my
awesome.
First time. This is my first time. Yeah. Okay, guys.
Okay.
Leave
so
me alone. So, who's your favorite Disney princess?
First off,
is that a good question?
No. Okay. What was the first Disney movie you ever saw?
The first Disney movie I ever saw. I remember seeing. Oh, I remember Beauty and the Beast, I think.
Very nice.
Yeah, that was the first I remember seeing. I remember, this is actually what I do remember, is we drove a lot on family vacations, and we had this cassette tape. My parents recorded Aladdin, like just the audio of the Aladdin movie, and
wow.
then played it in our van like multiple times as we drove around the country.
It was cute, and then it just turned really tragic really fast.
So I like know all the audio in Aladdin, like
start
to finish.
I was just going
to
say,
do it right
can
now.
Can we
do
it right?
It starts with a song, and I don't sing. So
okay, what's the first word?
Arabian Nights, like Arabian Nights. Okay, so anyways... Okay, so what about the live action movie?
Here's your paper.
Krista's in the background there, and she's throwing little bits in here and there. What is your take on the new live action deal that's going on with Disney right now?
I didn't think this was going to be a controversial podcast.
Oh, it's
so.
Whoa.
No. Are you going to be controversial?
Oh, my. I'm buckling up.
No, there are certain ones I really like. I really like the Jungle Book adaptation.
That was good.
Yeah, that was really
good. Honestly, though, are they really going to mess these up?
What's the new one? So. Isn't it like Dumbo, right? They're doing Dumbo.
They're doing Dumbo. Lion King, I think, is the next one slotted to come out.
It is, Krista.
Yeah.
Yes. So. You should have seen her, everyone.
No.
She's freaking out.
I like most of them. Cinderella got kind of boring, but there's so many adaptations of that it's hard to make it fresh.
Okay, so you saw Beauty and the Beast first.
I think.
You
that's
think that's
remember,
what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or it's the audio from Aladdin.
Yeah.
That's the one
which is a good one because you've got
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams, who... when he talks, you can picture everything that's going on, you know? So
yeah.
that's a fun one to have audio for it.
My parents picked well, for sure. So my mom said I was obsessed with Dumbo, like watching that movie, which if you go back and see that movie, like it's
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah.
And then I think I've only seen that once. Crazy and yeah, so it's interesting.
Bambi was my first one.
Oh, okay.
So starting out with the death of family right out of the gates. But anyways.
Yeah. Well, my mom explained that to my sister that she heard the gunshot and just ran away.
Okay.
So
that's very nice.
Yeah, if
of
it
your
makes
mom.
You sleep better. Yeah.
So how many do you have siblings then?
Yep.
Two. Do you guys do it where you will like just say a line and then they have to figure out where it came from?
We haven't, but we would be really good at that.
Okay.
Yeah. 'Cause
my siblings and I, we do that all the time. Like just a random line, and then you look around at everyone like, hey, who's gonna get it? Who's gonna get it? You know. So, anyways, sorry about that. So Disney, you've been to Disney World?
Disney World multiple times.
Okay.
Yeah. And
you've got a trip coming up then for Disneyland?
Disneyland. Yep.
Perfect. She's smiling,
beaming.
Like,
wow.
Like her face is gonna explode.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And so when's that scheduled?
Mid September.
Oh, so coming up.
Yeah.
And now Disneyland is in California, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And that's the problem is like whenever you want to do Disney, you want to go and do like the Disney.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's hard to.
And like are you doing Legoland's right there too.
Are you doing anything else?
Yosemite and other national parks out
fantastic.
There. So
cool. Yeah. What's your favorite part about Disney World? I've never been, so.
Yeah. I really like when you walk down Main Street USA and you see the castle. That's like corny. I'm
the
sure
iconic.
No, I'm sure it's probably actually awe-inspiring.
Yeah.
To tell you
so have you been? Awesome.
I've not.
I have.
I have not.
So what about Disneyland are you excited about then? Is there anything there that's different?
Yeah, other things. They have like Cars World and like other attractions that aren't still in Disney World. Or
Cars
changed,
World.
So lots of little things.
Now, this is going to be really random, but I have listened to a podcast actually that they go through in the best way to see Disneyland. Like, they walk you through step by step on, like, do this, do that, don't do this, it's not worth it, and they kind of review everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I listened to that, but I did at one point. I have no plans to go there.
I did a Disney cruise, and it was amazing. It actually has ruined all of their cruises for me, because Disney, well, it's Disney, and they do everything over the top, and that was awesome. So, if you ever get a chance, go on a Disney cruise.
It is on our list, for sure.
Oh, good.
So, yeah.
Fantastic. Great. Awesome. What's next there, Jeff? You got the list.
I do have the list. Wood carving? Is that something?
Yeah. I just started that.
Just started.
Just
okay.
started that.
All right.
Yeah.
So before we get into all these random things, you were telling us earlier about how you just like just throw yourself full 100% into these things. And then you just like 6 months and you drop it.
Yep.
Or is it even that long?
It's whenever I get bored or I feel like I'm not learning anything.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like hard in, hard out.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
So wood carving, I really liked baking and stuff and I was getting really into baking and that was not good for me. So I was like, what do I like about baking? I think is that there was an end product. So I had to find a hobby that had an end product. And so I went on, and I found...
That's really smart.
Yeah, that's
I'm like, how'd you get...
So what have you... I mean, are you whittling, or what are you... you buy equipment for this? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
you
I bought, like, a set of small tools, and I have, like, one small knife, and then a bunch
of
blocks.
So you really are whittling, then?
Yeah.
Wow.
So what have you made so far, then?
I made... Well, now it's going to sound weird.
No,
but
no.
There's this little
there's
this little Japanese character that's like an egg, and his name's Gudetama.
Okay.
Know. Yeah, so if you want to look it up, I don't know. But he is like really lethargic and always kind of like sad and bummed out because the whole thing about it is I'm going to be eaten anyway, so why does it matter? So my first was a sculpture of him, and then I've done a hot dog or bratwurst, depending on how you look at it. And then a turtle, and now I'm working on a pig. So
wow, well, how big are these?
They're like small little blocks, maybe 2 by 3 inches.
Okay,
not very big. So
fantastic. And you just like look at an object, and you're like, I'm gonna whittle that. Or
that's the hard part is deciding what you want to do because
sure.
you're committing for a few weeks. You're like, I'm gonna have to look at this thing for a while.
Well,
so.
I know. Do you have a template or something that you're working off, or is this just your hands and your brain working together?
sometimes I'll like draw an outline on the outside of the block, but okay. then shortly you just chip away at it and you lose it anyway.
How do you get started in this? Did you YouTube it? I mean, how do you know?
Or you start whittling away and then...
Yeah. Like, oh, look, it turned into something.
Or like you learn on the fly kind of thing.
I bought a book and read the book.
Oh, good God.
This is like serious.
No, I am...
Like I would have cut myself 3 minutes in useless. And been like, I quit.
I feel useless right now.
I feel that way about you.
Okay, so anyways, you.
Yeah. That was so good.
Oh, good. Cool, Jeff.
So moving on from wood carving, now we have, you did a triathlon? Or
yeah, we did one last year, and we're doing another triathlon this year. So I say me and my husband, because I make him do it with me. But
of course, as most wives do.
Otherwise, it gets really lonely, right? Because you're just running or training yourself. Like hours by yourself. Yeah. You can only listen to so many music or podcasts. So so got into triathlons recently. Been doing marathons for a while, and I've heard if you get bored of running, that's when you go to triathlons because you at least get to swim and then bike.
Have you done any like around here? I know Elkhart Lake just had theirs a couple like a month or two ago, I think.
Yeah, the first one last year was Pewaukee, and this year it's going to be Oconomowoc.
Okay.
So nothing on Lake Michigan. That's too scary for me.
And how did you get into it? Just like, hey, let's start running one day and then let's do it for a really long time?
Yeah. Forrest Gump style? Yeah. I was a cross-country runner in high school, and then actually, the best way, if you ever want to go run a marathon, just go volunteer at a marathon, and you'll just be so inspired. You'll be like, I don't know, just the energy's great, and so I volunteered at a marathon, and I just wanted to be a part of the experience, so. Yeah.
As much as that sounds exciting, I will pass.
And now it's time, ladies and gentlemen, for the Way to Go segment of Off the Clock. This is something we're doing new, and so if you have any Way to Go's that you'd like to share, or that a member or a team that you're on is doing great things, or there's a member out there who's doing great things, please send them to offtheclock@johnsonville.com, and we will read them out in an episode. And the one that I have today, I recently had to get some stuff pushed through the system so that we were able to run some product online. I reached out to the product data team the night before we needed to run this stuff, and they pulled it through that night already within like 4 hours. I'm sure that's not how they want their normal process to go, but they pulled the strings and they allowed Countryside to get the job done. So Kelly and Amanda, thank you so much. I'm sure there were others working on it, but those are the two I were corresponding with most during that process. So thank you very much, and please keep those Way to Go's coming.
Which I am actually really impressed with here. You said you learned a couple different instruments, like you said trombone and what was the other one?
Piano.
Okay, yep. And so you just decided one day.
Were you in band or what?
So that was a mom decision.
Like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Thanks, right. Mom.
That was like age 4, and Mom's like, "You're gonna be successful. Play the piano." Like, right? Like, I'm sure she didn't say it like that, but you know, she took me and dropped me off at a stranger's house, and lady's like, "Here's a piano," you know, whatever. So
that sounds so bad when you say it like that.
That's really what it is, though. They show up a half hour later. It really is. Yeah. Right. So, yeah. Played piano for 10 years by myself, and then also in jazz band.
Okay.
And then I also played trombone with band. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Cool. Which one do you like more? At this point, neither.
Yeah. Right. Like I don't do either still. So. Yeah. They both were great learning experiences.
Oh, very nice.
Which taught me discipline.
Wow. I'm curious why you picked the trombone, like of all the brass instruments. Yeah. You just picked the trombone?
I knew I wanted to do brass. I think they're a little more like bold and they mm-hmm. sound way better than like flute or clarinet. And then my mom said my dad had a trombone because he used to play trombone.
Oh, okay.
So I picked trombone because like we had one in the family. Couldn't find it, so I could have picked any instrument. Yeah, but I still stuck with trombone. Sure. So. It was a lot of fun, and Low Brass was a cool group to be a part of. So. Huh.
I played the tuba for like 8 years.
Oh, so you get it.
No, well, yeah, I mean, kind of.
You get where I'm coming from, yeah. Right?
Yeah. It was like the easiest instrument
I
to play.
You and
because
Jeff,
there's no melody line.
You had
just
to know
bass.
Where you were with that thing, the slider thing.
I had 3 buttons you had to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you had 3 buttons.
Uh-huh.
And so all you did on the sheet of music was just write them underneath there of the whole thing. Yeah. And then it's just bass line. You just repeat the same thing over and over again. It was so easy.
You're doing great.
And then you can put the tuba on the floor and you could lean into it and fall asleep on it when like the other groups were playing.
Yeah.
We had it set, man. Me and Carlos. We were great. Backbone. Just the piano and the trombone then, right?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Good.
That's it. Only two instruments. I'm sorry.
Well, I just didn't know. There's so much stuff on here. I want to make sure we hit them all.
Yes, please do apologize for the lack of knowing more than two instruments.
All right, so next we have competitive eating. You said this is just a one-time
thing. This is a one-off.
Yeah, but I'm really into this one, though.
What were you competitively eating?
So in my hometown of Morris, Illinois, there's a truck stop.
Okay.
It's pretty famous.
You've got so far.
You've got me. I'm hooked.
And there's this burger competition there. It's a 4-pound burger. You have to finish it in an hour. And it was right before I was leaving for high school. Or leaving high school for college.
Okay. I'm going to high school. I'll see you later.
I'm 13.
Yeah.
Eat a 4-pound burger,
eighth grade
Mom.
Send-off. my senior year send-off, the burger's name is Ethel.
Oh boy.
And you get your picture on the wall of fame or the wall of shame, which is like the bigger motivator. If you don't do it, like people are going to know. So yeah, I accomplished it.
I was just going to say, where is your picture?
Yeah, it's on the wall of fame. It's
4 pounds.
Awesome. Yeah, it's awesome to look at all like the big portly gentlemen on the wall of shame.
And then there's you.
Little Taylor. Well,
yeah, no. But, you did well there.
Yeah.
So how did you feel afterwards?
Not good.
Okay. How do you sit down and look at a 4-pound burger and be like, I'm going to do this? I mean, and what's the time frame again that you have to
eat? An
hour. An hour?
Yeah.
What was your strategy? What did you do?
Bun last.
Okay.
Because it'll, I guess, absorb or soak and get larger and expand. So do the bun last. If I had to do it again, I would take the toppings off the bottom bun because it got really soggy.
Oh.
And yeah, so...
Was there ever a point when you're like, I can't do it anymore. And then there's a whole crowd behind you, like, cheering?
There was a crowd there.
Okay.
But...
Were they there for you?
I think it was that, like, yeah.
Okay.
They had t-shirts.
Oh. Oh, my God. Like, I was thinking, like, you just got bored one day. You're like, I'm just going to go do this. No, it was, like, a planned out...
Yeah, I, like, told
you brought your whole family.
There was, like,
family.
A Facebook event. Wasn't
yeah.
There was.
Much. Yeah, I, like, told my friends, like, hey, I'm going to go do this. And they're like, great. My sister's like, here, I'll make some t-shirts.
Oh my God.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's really
cool. It was
cool.
Fun. It was good.
Wow.
So did you train at all? Did you like go to McDonald's and just like get 10 Big Macs? I'm like, I got to eat these fast or something?
No, I just knew I like to eat. I'm like, I can do this. This is not hard.
That's awesome. Joe's giving the way to go sign.
I love it. It's so cool.
It is cool.
I've never been a part of an eating competition. I feel like it's something I might do good at.
There's some in Sheboygan.
I'm aware. They scare me, Jeff.
Why?
Because of the wall of shame.
If there's a wall of shame, that's scary.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. If they only have a wall of fame, I mean, it's very little.
Just do it. There you go. That's all it is.
Okay. Just do it. Thanks, Jeff.
That would be my
it's
advice
so easy.
As well.
Wow. Yeah. Just do it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Good
Get
job.
Get over it and do it. All right. And I believe last but not least... I have this word
which probably isn't quite last, but it's the last of what you
Yeah,
had
there's
read.
More, yeah. I'm sure, to it. Yeah. I wrote a word down here, but I don't know how to say it, so I'm going to just try here. Close?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
All right, good.
Wow. Close?
Yeah. Why don't you try to pronounce it a little bit better?
Moskrugstemmen?
That's exactly what I've written down.
Yeah,
Gesundheit. What is that?
So this one I kind of just stumbled into. There's
okay.
And I've
so
only
for
done
the listeners
once,
right now,
so
Joe and I have no idea what she's about
I have
to say.
No clue.
We told her not
is.
To tell us what it is. So you and I are listening to it for the very first time.
First time.
So let's do it.
Moskrugstemmen. I'm sure there's people maybe on this campus who would know more about it than
okay,
me.
I'm
I don't
really
know,
intrigued.
Being from Wisconsin.
Nope.
I don't know. But
you're the expert.
It's like Kamulikite or what?
I don't know what that is. So
okay.
Mayhaps.
It means like good cheer. And it's Wisconsin's like go-to word this summer. So anyways, carry on.
Yeah, I never knew how to say it. I've seen it. I don't know how to say it.
Carry on.
So, yeah. So me and my husband are a huge fan of this beer garden by us called Estabrook. If anyone wants to go check it out by Milwaukee. And it's the like oldest one open since Prohibition. So it's also just really awesome. So we went there and it was their opening night. And a guy came up to us and he's like, do you guys want to do a stein holding competition? And so
like a back alley type thing? Hey.
Hey guys.
He had a waiver, so it was, you know.
It was legit.
Yeah.
Yeah, this piece of paper we had to sign, it was totally real.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was at this opening event, and we're like, sure, you know, there's nothing, it's a few minutes of your life, right? So we both just signed up, decided we wanted to do it, and my husband should actually go bet on these, because he sees this other guy, like, walking around, and then this place is packed, and he sees this one guy, and he points at him, and he's like, that guy's gonna win. I'm like, how do you know? Like, what are you looking at?
So wait, what are we winning? What is this?
It's right a here? Stein holding competition. So who can hold the Stein the longest?
Sorry. So people are just standing there holding Steins?
So it's actually very specific. Okay. It's a liter of beer.
Liter of cola.
Liter of cola.
Sorry.
Sorry. No, 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 no. I'm just it's, quoting it's Super Troopers. It's a quota
movie. Oh, okay, yeah. Gotcha.
You're doing great.
1% milk or skim. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, so a liter of beer.
A liter of beer.
What kind of beer?
They had a Maybach that night. It was very good. Very delectable. Anyway, so it's very, I didn't know any of this because I had to go look it up afterwards because I just kind of stumbled into this, but, you have to stand with
possibly
your arm.
Possibly literally. Anyways, sorry.
You have to stand with your arm parallel to the ground, straight out in front of you, like a 90 degree angle from your body. So you can't like arch your back because it makes it easier, you know? I don't know. Maybe you know.
I get it. I'm picturing it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then your thumb has to be, it can't be like on top of the handle. It's got to be like to the side of your hand, if that makes sense.
Like you're making a regular fist.
Yeah. Right? And your arm has to be completely straight out, completely extended. You can't let it fall down. You can't spill any beer. Like people start shaking a lot.
Yeah.
So if you spill any beer, you're out. You're allowed one correction on your posture from the judge within like the first minute. You start. It's very like official, like very drawn out. We didn't know any of this. We just
only
in
Milwaukee.
Yeah. Well, and elsewhere too.
Okay. Okay.
Germany. So, go on.
So there's actually like a lot of regional competitions, and we happen to be at a qualifying one. So if we had won, we could have gone to New York to compete there. And then
wait, you were in this?
Yeah. Gosh. I mean, I just
she signed up for it.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking.
I thought
about.
We were talking about the first one where she was just watching it.
No, this waiver. I didn't She's know what in. It was either. This is like the first one I'd ever seen, watched, or heard of.
She's in it to win it.
I was
Whoa.
In. Yeah.
So that's what this is called.
Yeah, a Maskrugstemmen.
Maskrugstemmen.
Yeah, maybe I'm saying that completely wrong. There might be competitors here that are like, she's butchering this, but.
It's okay.
Gosh. Yeah.
Okay, so how did it go? So you signed up for it.
So I signed up for it.
They tell you the rules.
They tell you the rules.
They stand you up there.
They give you your beer, which you get to keep.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You like taking it home with you?
Yeah. And there's about 20 people lined out on stage and everyone's watching. And you can see like people start like shake, you know, like it's getting like physically challenging. Like you don't think it's going to be hard.
It's a liter of beer.
Like completely extended out. Right. And so that's like the weird part is like I said earlier, my husband's like, that guy's going to win. And I'm like, how do you know? And he's like, because he has short arms.
Whoa.
So it's like a lever arm like thing. Like the further you are out from your focus,
the heavier
it gets. So my husband's 6'3", like he's did well. He's, you know, pretty strong, but like he pointed the guy who's gonna win and the guy did like 12 minutes. Wow. Which I mean, like, yeah, to me I'm like, oh, good for him. I don't know. But I guess like world championships do like 8 minutes. So like that guy was like going places.
Whoa.
Like
right.
In the Maskrugstemmen world, he's like the Michael Jordan.
Did you get his autograph?
Yeah, you should.
No, but his name was Donnie. And
Donnie.
I know that because the whole place was chanting for him.
Donnie. He's like a local legend is what
it is. Yeah, I guess so, maybe.
We should get that guy in the podcast.
You should totally get that guy in the podcast. Right.
So, yeah, if we had won that competition, we would have gone to New York. And then if you win in New York, you'd go to Germany for the world.
Yeah, so.
Did he get to go to New York? Did you follow up on this? I need to know right now.
I'm assuming, yes, he did, because that's what happens if you win this. Sure. But
you don't know if he won in New York.
I don't know.
So you say we. Is this like a team thing going on here?
Sorry, me and my husband.
No, that's fine. I just want to know more. I mean, are you there cheering him on? Are you right next to him with your own liter of beer? What do you...
So everyone goes at once. So everyone's up next to him. So I was up against him. But when I dropped at like 3 minutes, you know, I had another 9 minutes to cheer for him. So,
right. So now when you actually drop out, can you just drink your beer then? You don't have...
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure there's some...
Like, everybody kind of wins.
You win, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody kind of wins.
Wow.
So,
yeah. I have such a hard time with that. I mean, obviously, the strength I probably would not have, but it'd
clearly
be more so the temptation of holding this out and being like, I just want to drink this. You know? Like, why am I holding this out?
Just getting warmer by the minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you think you'd be... I don't know, like, because I do endurance sports, so I'm like, if it just hurts, you just tell yourself it's not going to hurt in a few minutes, and you're fine. Oh, no, you
that's
keep
how
going.
It works. See, Jeff, that's how that works.
Yeah, oh, you're just, yeah.
I guess I can't tell myself those things.
Like, you think that's, like,
because it's a lie. You don't lie to myself.
But you, like, your arm starts failing. Like, you, like, you're like, just stay up, and it just starts going down. You're like, what are you doing, arm? Like, it just,
that's
you
amazing,
don't feel
actually.
Any pain. You don't, it just, but it just quits.
So are you doing any training?
So,
because somebody said, I heard a rumor that you researched how to win this thing now.
You heard a rumor?
Yeah, I heard a rumor from you.
Oh, from me?
You're looking at me like you, I really, who, she's like, who else knows
who's
about
talking?
This?
Yeah. Who's talking
yeah.
to you?
Yeah.
No, you told me earlier.
Like, do they see potential in me? Like, I don't know. Like,
you're well talked about within, yeah. within the Ross Dumenin community.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's like, a whole Facebook page.
Boards
yeah.
are lighting up. I don't know. Like.
So, what are you
anyway,
doing?
Yeah. So anyway,
what are you doing? Are you going down to exercise and like you're, holding out dumbbells or something? Or what are you doing?
So that's like earlier when I was talking about all my hobbies and you said, you know, does your husband support this or whatever? This is one of those things where I start looking it up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, where's the next competition? And he's like, Taylor, I don't need to do this with my life. Like, this is one
can
of those things.
Can we sit this one out?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, this is one of those things that I'm okay with not being okay at. Like,
wow. It's a fun story, but so, you don't want to dedicate your life to it.
Exactly.
So
you've just got two long arms. You're just not built for it, is what you got to tell yourself.
Yeah.
Right. It's not meant to
or
be.
Or that's what he's saying to himself.
Yeah,
he's just afraid of losing.
Exactly. Because yeah. He did well. He's stronger than me, obviously. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. No, he is. But he's like 6'2". And I'm like 5'2", so I had an advantage. So he beat me out by like 20 seconds, maybe.
Oh.
I was top female, but he.
Oh,
like,
wow.
See, this is why you should. Yeah. Okay.
Clap.
Where is the next competition then?
There's a bunch around the Milwaukee area. I don't know. I stopped looking when I was told that it wasn't my calling.
Come on. It might still be your calling. So. Let's cheer her on.
But
folks.
What?
Johnsonville folks, let's do this.
Let's make
Taylor,
t-shirts.
Let's get Taylor t-shirts? To New York and then on to Germany. Yeah. Dust is cool.
I might need to look up into it and see what the competition's like.
Jeff's
going to
be
on
your
eggs.
Training partner.
Yeah.
We'll, I can see the glimmer
we'll
in his eye.
We'll go get some beers like, together and we'll hang out. We'll lift them up. And
yeah.
We'll just hold them.
Yeah. How about we'll hold them in front of each other and then we can drink from them slowly as we pour them into each other. Is that weird?
Very weird.
So. It'd get easier.
Okay. Taylor, anything else? Anything else, period. That
is there anything
like
else you want
to
brag about how good you are?
Are we wrapping up? Or?
We can. Otherwise,
no,
if you've got more, we're going to keep rolling.
Oh, I mean, nah. I mean, I got plenty.
There's more. How about this?
I can
how
see
about
something
this?
Brewing in there.
No.
This is what I want you to do. I want you to go to Disneyland, have the time of your life. And then yeah. come back on the podcast
and tell us about it.
And
then the other stuff that you're omitting.
And then when
right
you
now,
won the when you win the Moscow Stemmen Award, and you're going
please
to New York.
Please keep doing that. Yeah. Just look at your husband tonight and be like, "I'm going to do this."
I met a guy named Joel Horstmeyer.
This is my passion.
If you support me, honey, through thick and thin.
If you love me,
yeah.
Look at that ring. Tell me no again.
Right. Right. Actually, I'm doing it. That's all it is. It's like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah. I'm a strong, independent woman. I can do what I want.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink some beer. Hold
you
it up
only
for a
beat
long time.
Me by 20 seconds.
Yeah.
I see what the real problem is.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Yeah, it's Alta's manhood. That'll really work for him. You know,
it will, actually. Works for me. What? Yeah. Is there something wrong?
I'm having a good time. Taylor, you having a good time?
Yeah, I think we should stop before we can't live. Before
all right,
you
Taylor.
Can't listen to the podcast.
Nah,
let's go ahead
we'll
and.
Put
and
explicit
oh boy. So, well, Taylor, thank you so much for coming on. Clearly, just like your job here, outside of here, you do many things, and obviously, you get good at them. Just or you're just extremely talented. Period.
Dedicated.
So,
I'm gonna say dedicated.
Very dedicated.
Hey,
yes.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to see what you do here at Johnsonville.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. We have our guest sign us off. So if you wouldn't mind.
This is Taylor Magala, and you've been listening to another episode of Off the Clock, a podcast made the Johnsonville way.
there's rapping in that one, right?
Yeah. Okay. It's like very hip hop esque.
Okay.
It's awesome though.
Are you into the hip hop esque?
Hip hop.
Can't you tell by looking at me?
Yes.
That I am not.
Okay.